What do you know of the dynasty of Ming?
Everything, everything of the dynasty of Ming.
How rare to find a moment for a Ming dynastic chat. Their pottery, you ought to really speak to me of that.
Pottery, pottery, a lottery, remember, but all, yes, all of the pottery, pottery, I ought to recall. Now the Emperor Shunti, a Mongol was he, but defeated by the rising of peasants. And the Emperor Hung Wu, who succeeded him, he knew that his empress liked porcelain for presents. Now remember the date, 1368, when retail was unsatisfactory. So he ordered a town which made pots of renown to build an imperial factory. I want a supply of Mingware by July. I want platters and plates all of porcelain, and the tiniest cup which my wife could pick up and could use to put tea or a morsel in. The resulting translucence, although quite a nuisance, astounded the Empress and the Emperor, who said, now our nation for pot decoration could never be ever exemplar. There's really nothing finer than the porcelain of China, no, not even the ceramics from the Turkish or Islamics. The Peruvians make pottery, it's awfully terracottery, but England and its crockery, good heavens, it's a mockery. Compared to Oriental, I'm so very complimental, for there's really nothing finer than the porcelain of China.
And what do you know of the dynasty of Qing?
Everything, everything of the dynasty of Qing.
You're a doctor, I'm impressed. Yes, you really quite amaze. Tell me, expert of their surface, yes, do speak to me of glaze.
Glaze?
Glaze.
Oh, you mean from the Qing dynasty?
From the Qing.
Dynasty. Qing dynasty. My shinesty demures me from praise, but glaze, that's my finest tree of knowledge. It's my dynasty. Yes, mine is teacup glaze. Now, the Ming were no more by 1644, and the Qing who came next hated cobalt. So their emperor decreed, dark blue I'll impede, but on all other hues I'll put no halt. Other colours must be found, be they yellowed, be they browned. You must look in every range of chromatics. Find new ways to make new glazes, using fires, using blazers. Look in wardrobes, look in basements, look in attics. For a pale purpley hue, the Chinese use bamboo. Very popular mid-18th century. Then a coppery red became the vogue instead, made the potters all bold and adventurous. Then a light-colored ginger gave way to darkest ninja. Then flambé of green and bluish rosin, eh? And the gold leaf flecking, Victorians were checking the Sino equivalent of cloisonné.
There's really nothing finer than the porcelain of China, no, not even the ceramics from the Turkish or Islamics. The Peruvians make pottery, it's awfully terracottery, but England and its crockery, good heavens, it's a mockery. Compared to Oriental, I'm so very complimental, for there's really nothing finer than the porcelain of China.
Is there really nothing finer than the porcelain of China?
No, there's really nothing finer than the porcelain. The porcelain, the porcelain of China!